All right, here on the Ralphie Show. So we've been teasing that we had kind of a big announcement, and I'm very excited to announce that for the first time ever, I'm going to cover the Grammys, the biggest night in music, the 55th Grammys. Next weekend, I will be live from the Staples Center Thursday and Friday, and then we'll be back in studio Monday with all the stories from the Grammys and the after parties. Very, very excited for that. You know, somebody in studio right now who's nominated for Song of the Year with the A-Team, getting ready for a big performance too with Elton John, Mr. Ed Sheeran. Thank you for stopping by, sir.
Thanks for having me. That's exciting you're doing. That's gonna be cool.
Is this your first time too?
Hell yeah, yeah. This is the first time that I've ever been seeing a full ceremony, let alone being nominated and playing.
Are you geeking out like I'm geeking? Because I'm like so
majorly geeking out. I don't think I've kind of geeked out to the full extent of it yet. Because in my head, I'm just like, oh, cool Grammys. But when I get there, I'll be like, oh, it's him and her.
And then you're gonna be on stage with Elton John too, right?
That should be quite fun. Yeah.
Have you talked with him yet? I mean, what was that call like when you found out that was going to happen?
He rang me and he was like, look, I'm gonna try and get you a slot on the Grammys. And I was like, okay, but no worries if you don't. And he rung up and was basically like, can Ed have a slot? And people were kind of like, oh, well, don't know yet. You know, probably the only way someone like Ed could play is if someone like you duets with him, and that probably won't happen. And Elton was just like, okay, sign me up. And then I got a call from Elton being like, I couldn't get you a solo slot, but would you mind playing with me? And I was like, yeah,
say no.
Yeah. Well, you can't really say anything other than yes, please. That would be absolutely, you know, it's gonna be.
Do you see yourself adding any ink to your body after the Grammys? Maybe any Grammy-inspired ink?
It depends if I win or not. Yeah.
So you think if you win, maybe you'll get like the award?
Yeah.
The horn, maybe?
I think that'd be cool, yeah. Or maybe just getting 55 on me for the 55th Grammys. Or,
there you go.
Be
yeah,
because cool.
you do little simple things like that. I heard a hilarious story. You know, I go down to Philly, I get a cheesesteak. You went down to Philly and got a tattoo. There it is, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air tattoo. And you grew up watching Fresh Prince?
I still do watch it. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's one of the best shows ever, I think. I think it's great. I think Will Smith's a genius.
Ed Sheeran here on the Ralphie Show. I was talking with Liam from One Direction, and we were talking about tattoos, and he was trying to feed me the line that the guys have to get permission from their mothers to get tattoos. I'm not buying it.
Are they? I don't know. Harry's got a fair few. I don't know. Like, my parents just stopped caring after the second one. They were like, the first one, they were like, ooh, you probably shouldn't have got that. And then the second one, they were like, all right. Because I kind of gave them an ultimatum. I was like, look, I'm in the music business. I can either do cocaine strippers or get tattoos. And this is the lesser of three evils, so... Yeah.
So you figured you would just sing about the drugs or sing about other people that are doing the drugs and then do the tattoos and then you're all set, right? That's pretty much how
pretty
it works.
Pretty much.
Is it still surprising you that the song came from such a dark place and yet it takes on all of these different forms and it's grabbed you a Grammy nomination and it's played on radio across the world?
Completely mental that was the first song and completely, like, it just broke open the doors. There was nothing going right at that time, and you know, having that song come out of that situation and set everything right is great, you know?
Your fans crack me up, by the way. They call you Ginger Jesus. That makes me feel uncomfortable saying it. It's gotta make me feel a little uncomfortable.
I kind of that just gives me reminiscence of the Beatles, and I'm just staying the hell away from that, you know?
Yeah. Which is usually a good call on your part. They're fans of Taylor Swift as well. You're getting ready to go on tour with her, and you know, you're having all of your success right now. She's huge. To go on tour with her is huge. But then to play the venues that you're playing, like the biggest that really North America has to offer, how do you prepare for something like that?
I don't know if you can prepare for something like that. I'm just kind of going to go into it head first.
Of course, you've co-written for Taylor Swift. You've also written for One Direction as well. You've mentioned, I read on Capital FM's website, that you say that you're closest in 1D with Harry. Are you in an awkward position at all with what's been going on between the two of them?
I'd rather not comment on that.
Okay.
You can probably guess, but I'd rather not comment on that. Harry's cool. Like, he's... The strangest thing about Harry is he lived at my flat for a while, but like, he had a house. Well, he had two houses.
This is before he was 1D, right?
No, this is after. This was like a couple of months ago.
Oh,
he had two very posh houses in London, and he'd just come and stay. Because most stories that I say on radio kind of end up in media. I'd like to put something out there as well that I found out the other day that no one wrote about. But going back to Harry, right? I saw him in LA about 3 months ago, and he had a day off and he went out. No one knows this. No one's written about it, and I'd like for press to write about it, because I think it would be a nice thing. But he went out on his day off and spent like $2,000 or $3,000 on Domino's pizzas and drove around for the whole day just giving it to homeless people. And I think that's an amazing story that people should cover. But yeah,
you know what's amazing?
That's pretty cool, right?
It's the story itself is cool. The fact that he didn't tell his publicist to tell everyone, to me, is the coolest. was part of it. Mm. Because that,
but the thing that,
that's so rare these days.
But the thing that strikes me as odd about it is I've mentioned it to a couple of people press-wise, and no one's written about it. But
really?
they'll write about all the negative stuff about him.
I'm going to take you, bet your bottom dollar, I'm going to take that story.
Yeah, no, do it, man. Do it. Because it's, you know, like, people write about Harry all the time in a negative way with all his love life and stuff like that. But, like, he does stuff like that a lot. You know, the pizza scenario, and I think, you know, it'd be nice to get it out there that he's actually a pretty genuine dude.
Of course, the track, The A-Team, nominated for Song of the Year. Ed Sheeran, thank you so much for the
time,
buddy.
Thank you for having me.
And I'll see you next week.
100%.
Seriously, I'm in the Staples Center Thursday and Friday. I'll be there doing a sound check and stuff.
I'm 100% going to be doing a lot of promo that day, so I'll see you.